This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. It has come to the attention of the public that there is critical staffing shortages at the Washtenaw County Jail, and solutions are being sought to address these, but the implications are many. Joining us via the WEMU Live phone line is Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton, and thank you so much for the time today. We appreciate it.
Hey, good morning, David.
So we're talking about a 23% shortage of employees at the jail. How did we get to this point?
Well, you know, it's like most criminal justice agencies in the country, you know, has a challenge around filling all their open positions. So I guess I can take you all the way back to our expansion, where we did an expansion that we finished when we took office back in 2009. We authorized 36 additional corrections positions, and quite frankly, we've been trying to hire that many people for that entire time. So, you know, it's the natural course of an organization. You have people that you need to hire. You have senior employees that retire, resign, get promoted. So you're always in this perpetual cycle of trying to hire and fill your open position.
So
you're pretty normal. It's pretty normal for an agency to have somewhere between 8 to 10% vacancy rate. This has just continued to grow, and so here's the other thing. Remember, we don't just run the jail. We have deputy sheriffs we need to hire. We have expanded our services in dispatch. We took over dispatch. We had 9 dispatchers and 3 supervisors. We now have almost 40 employees in dispatch alone, with new contracts in Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti City and Pittsfield Township. So we're not just hiring for corrections. We're hiring for an entire agency. We have grown in 10 years almost 25% in terms of staff. So we stay in this perpetual cycle of trying to hire. This did not sneak up upon us. We know this in every one of our weekly executive team meetings. We look at our staffing levels. We have staffed up human resources. We have continued to pour additional resources into hiring and recruiting. It's just a challenge that we continue to face, and quite frankly, we're not alone in the criminal justice space.
What are the barriers to reaching needed staffing levels? Is it money? Is it qualified candidates? Is it that the population that is employed at the sheriff's department is aging out?
It's all of the above. Like I said, you know, we have staff, as we already know. We track retirement, so we know when people are leaving. Some of it is pay. Not just corrections, but if you look at the deputy sheriff pay in Washtenaw County compared to the other agencies in our county, we're one of the lowest paid. So it's hard to compete, say, with the city of Ann Arbor. We actually have lost staff. We just lost a correction officer to the city of Ann Arbor to become a police officer. One, because he wanted to be a police officer, but the others because he makes a significant amount of money. The other thing, in the past, it used to be attractive to go to the public space. I remember when I started, even though I probably could have made more money in the private sector, the private sector couldn't compete with the retirement and health care benefits and things of that nature. Well, that's been eroded over time. So now the real true attraction that brings people is a sense of service, even at the sacrifice of pay and benefits in retirement. So it's not just one thing. It's a complicated thing.
So
we continue to try to manage it.
So tell me, Sheriff Clayton, how can it erode at the attitude and the desire for service if you are constantly being assigned overtime shifts, you are overworked, overtired, and perhaps not on top of your game as a result?
I don't understand your question.
The question is, if in fact we are counting on people to serve because of that desire for community service, and we have a shortage of staff, that means extra shifts. That means overtime. That means being still underpaid but still overworked. And that can erode at attitude, and that can have an impact on the ability to serve in the manner desired.
Yeah, sure, it can. We recognize that. I'll tell you what, and this is why I offered for the press and commissioners and everywhere else, come take a tour to jail. What you don't see is an erosion in performance. The staff of the sheriff's office is some of the best in the country. Mm-hmm. And that's not my opinion. It's a fact, because the leading experts in the country, when other sheriff's offices and other correctional facilities are looking to see what kind of model they should put in place and how they should run the jail, repeatedly they get sent to Washtenaw County. We have hosted sheriff's office from Canada, from Ohio, from Indiana, all shadowing our staff, all talking to our leadership team to find out about our operational philosophy and how we do the job. So you're 100% right. We recognize it, which is why we have announced this critical shortage and have continued to take these steps to mitigate the impact. But I'll tell you what, our correction officers have continued to step up to the plate and provide good service. What we're trying to do is provide them all the support so they can continue to do an outstanding job.
So what is the short-term plan to cover the lack of adequate employment levels? And then how do we develop the strategic plan that will take us into the future and perhaps potentially keep it at that 8 to 10% staffing level shortage that seems to be endemic throughout the law enforcement community?
Well, the strategic plan has been in place. It's active recruiting. Again, it's hard to just separate out corrections and police services and all that. In police, we have more tools. So we have moved back to sponsoring folks. So we pay for people to go to the academy. We pay them while they're in the academy. And corrections, because there really isn't a long-term academy, you don't have that leverage. Mm-hmm. We've talked to the county about giving us the latitude to start people at a higher rate of pay if they come with experience. So we're exploring all those different options. We're working on a new recruitment video. We have staff that go all over the state to recruit. We go into the different college programs to talk about corrections and bring people in. So we're putting all that stuff in place. There are a couple of scheduling agreements that we have with the union that we've had discussions with the union. And we said, look, we need to get agreement or we're going to exercise management's right to this, because what happens is some of these agreements limits the pool of people that can be forced to do extended shifts.
Right.
So we have reduced the pool of people, which makes it even harder on folks. So what we're saying is let's spread those additional shifts over the entire population of correction officers. That eases the burden. We've also engaged the district court to say, look, we need to reassign some of the staff that we have assigned to the court to bring them back as correction officers and then replace them with part-time staff. So we're not only looking at the things that we do to recruit folks, we're looking at the existing staff. How do we maximize the resources that we have available?
As we continue this shuffle, the public safety is still insured, though.
Excuse me?
I said, as we continue this shuffle to accommodate the staffing levels, the public safety is still insured.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this was never an issue. And that's the whole thing about this. So it's always been sort of it's interesting to me, this whole state of emergency. We never declared a state of emergency.
Yeah, that kind of hit the headlines Tuesday afternoon and then kind of got walked back.
I'll tell you my frustration with that. I had the conversation with that reporter. Mm-hmm. Made it very clear that there is no state of emergency. What we said is we have an emergency situation that's related to a critical staffing shortage. And as an organization, we're not going to wait until the summer. So here's what really triggered a lot of it. We know we're getting to high vacation time. So from May to September is when we have the highest number of vacations. What we don't want to do is get into a point where now you got an already stressed out staff, and now you're telling them they can't take vacation. So we said we're trying to make sure that they can take the vacation, get the time off that they need to rejuvenate themselves and recapture their energy and spread the burden that is created with the additional staff over a wider range of people. So we said we're going to enact some of our management rights, change some of our scheduling and assignment. That was the point. So he took that and started talking about a state of emergency. We never declared a state of emergency.
And that's why we wanted to talk to you today. It seemed like there were some misconceptions and misperceptions, and we wanted the clarification today. Now, as we address this moving forward, I know you have a recruiting fair scheduled at the Washtenaw County Jail upcoming in May 18th, I believe. What are you hoping to garner from that? Can you get a few positions filled pretty quickly that way?
Well, we will get applicants, and I just want to make this one clear too. We get a fair amount of applicants, but here's the other piece. Applicants don't necessarily translate into new hires.
Right.
So you're working for a criminal justice agency. We have very high standards. We have very specific competencies that we're looking for because we know that a certain person coming into this environment, if they possess those competencies, they get trained right, then they'll be good employees. So what we've always said is the one thing we will not do is lower our standards. I've seen it happen in too many jurisdictions. where they lower their standards, they bow to the pressure of open positions, and they bring people into the organization that they know aren't the right folks. And at the end of the day, that's when safety is at risk. The safety of inmates, the safety of staff, and the safety of the public. When you've been to the pressure of not having enough staff and you bring the wrong people into your organization. So that's not what we're going to do. What we're hopeful is, and so here's the, I mean, the upside to the craziness of this erroneous report. We've had numerous people call in and say, oh, you're looking for a position? I want to be a part of it. So I was just talking to my human resources director yesterday, and she says she's had a wave of people calling and wants to apply. So I'm sure we'll get more of that May 18th. It's all hands on deck. We've done this for a number of our different positions. When we assumed responsibility for dispatch in Ann Arbor, we needed new dispatchers. We did what we call these job fairs,
mm-hmm.
where we try to get as many of the steps around recruiting done in a single day as possible. So we have done this in the past. We'll do it for correction. We don't do it all the time because when you do that, it does exert an additional burden on your human resources staff. So we're really trying to balance everything. But right now, we're trying to do everything we can do to get qualified people into the organization. And let me end with this, David. Even if we had 10 people that we hired today, they have to be trained and educated in how to properly operate within our correctional facility. So it'll be months before they can assume a solo assignment in the jail. So we're going to face this the entire summer. Hopefully we're successful in bringing in a number of qualified people to get in the rank. We can knock this vacancy percent down to maybe 12-15% before the year's out.
Well, that's a pretty good progress there.
Yes.
So, Sheriff Clayton, thank you so much for the clarifications today. Thank you for updating us on where the situation stands. And anytime you'd like to address the community on where you're moving forward, be glad to have you on WEMU.
David, I appreciate you giving me an opportunity to provide some facts. Thank you very much.
That is Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton.